Shalom, shalom, and Chag Sameach, brethren. A very happy Fast Fruits Festival to you today. Chag HaBikurim Sameach. Today is Fast Fruits, which is the day on which Yahushua HaMashiach rose from death. Hallelujah! Today is Monday, the 18th of April, 2022, and it's the 17th day of the Hebrew month called Nisan, also known as Aviv. Hallelujah! Blessed be the name of the Most High God, Yah. Today is the anniversary of the resurrection of Yahushua. Today is Resurrection Day. I wanted to give an introduction in the previous audio, but the will of Yah did not allow it. Yah wanted me to pray, and that is what happened. So we begin the teachings now on this day, regarding this day. This is a very special day in the heavens and on earth, whether people acknowledge it or not on earth. It is a very, very special day. It's the day to crown Yahushua HaMashiach, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, not with the crown of thorns, but with the crown of gold, a more beautiful, august crown that he rightly deserves. The days of being crowned with the crown of thorns are gone. Hallelujah. And this is the month of the crowning of kings. So this is the month in which we crown Yahushua, we celebrate him, we honor him, we put him on a very high pedestal more than ever. And we, generally celebrate him because he is the restored Vav. Through him, restoration came to mankind, because he is also the second Adam, according to the book of 1 Corinthians 15, 45 to 49, and Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 21. Hallelujah. So Yahushua HaMashiach did not resurrect on Easter as the world, led by the Romans, say, but rather resurrected on fast fruits. Now, fast fruits can fall on any day of the week. The way in which the Creator made his calendar is that it is not a static calendar as the Romans wish it to be and have instituted for the whole world. So the calendar of the Most High God is not static. It's not all about Sunday, as the Romans claim. You know, the Romans make sure that whatever special day they really want to celebrate, that they claim has something to do with the Creator, falls on a Sunday. And that's really wrong. First of all, they are not even celebrating the Creator. They hate him. They don't want anything to do with him from young age, from even before they were born, as we see in the book of the legends of the Jews and the book of Genesis, where Rebecca is pregnant with the twins Esau and Jacob, who represent the two nations that are at loggerheads with each other, especially throughout the course of this first world, you know, the world of Esau, the sinful world. The calendar of the Most High God is not made to be static. It's actually flexible. So which means that his holy days that are set apart as high Sabbaths can fall on any day of the week. And some special days which are not necessarily high Sabbaths can also fall on any day of the week. Which means This is what one of the things that Yah means when he talks about sacrifice. The people of Israel are all about sacrifice. We have to be ready to live a life of sacrifice. That is what the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1 to 2 talks about. We have to be ready to be a living sacrifice. A living sacrifice allows its master to do whatever it pleases with him. He pleases with it. So as people of sacrifice, we have to be ready to take time off work in order to honor the days that Yahweh has set apart as special, as holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. So First Fruits Festival is not a Sabbath. It's a set apart day to honor the resurrection of the Most High God, Yah. However, it is not a Sabbath. So which means people are free to go to work. It's up to anybody to do whatever they are led to do. However, it's also important to understand that you know, as a sign of love to Yah, there are some things we can take initiative to do even without him having to, you know, say that this has to be a Sabbath. But as I said, today is not a Sabbath or a high Sabbath of any kind. That's how Yahweh determined things to be. So it's to be honored in a special way, but it's not a Sabbath. Okay. Let us sing one or two songs that have been laid in my spirit. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He has forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He has forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. He has forgiven. Heaven's gates are open wide. He's alive. He's alive. He's alive. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Yahushua HaMashiach says in Revelation chapter 1 verse 18, where Yahuchanan, John the Apostle, has a powerful revelation of him some time after the resurrection. This is what he says. And I am, do not, okay, says, let me start from verse 17 towards the end. When I saw him, I fell at his feet like a dead man. He laid his right hand on me, saying, "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the Aleph and the Tav, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of death and Hades." Hallelujah. "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the Aleph and the Tav, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of death and of Hades." Hallelujah. "Don't be afraid. I am the first and the last, the Aleph and the Tav, and the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. I have the keys of death and Hades, Amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. I am the first and last, the living God. I am alive forevermore. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Yahushua. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Lord. I am the first and last, the living God. I am alive forevermore. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Yahushua. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Lord. I am the first and last, the living God. I am alive forevermore. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Yahushua. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Lord. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Yahushua. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Yah. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Yahushua. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Lord. I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Yahushua. Peace be with you. This is the message given to you by the risen Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's a very powerful message in that song. I praise you for that song in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I am he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. I am he that liveth, that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. I am he that liveth, that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Praise Yah in the heavens. Praise Yah on the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be thou exalted above the heavens and the earth, Abba Yahweh. Hallelujah in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah.
I love that man from Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love that man from Galilee. I love that man from Galilee, for he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love that man from Galilee. I love that man of Galilee. For he has done so very much for me. He has forgiven me all my sins and sent the Holy Ghost to me. I love that man from Galilee. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting. I will praise him from everlasting, everlasting to everlasting.
Amen, 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 amen in Yahushua's name. Hallelujah. Amen. As I was singing that song, this scripture came to my spirit, man. And the scripture says, The scripture is in John chapter 1, verse 45 to 47. And it says, Philip found Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets wrote, Yahushua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, Come and see. Yahushua saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Hallelujah! Praise Yah! Hallelujah! And Yahushua said, Nathanael said unto him, How do you know me? Yahushua answered and said unto him, Before Philip called thee, when thou was under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Yahushua answered and said unto him, Because I said unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. And he said, as in Yahushua HaMashiach said unto Nathanael, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of Yah ascending and descending upon the Son of Yah, not man, the Son of Yah. Hallelujah. Praise Yah in Yahushua's name. Now, the major focus of this scripture is John chapter 1, verse 47, which says, Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Nazareth, I've not dug deeper to know why that statement was made. But what I have come to understand is that Nazareth is a city within the district of Galilee in the north of Eden, in northern Israel. Now, northern Israel is part of the place that covered the northern kingdom, the tribes that were fallen, the tribes that ended up being scattered around the world as a result of the idolatrous practices allowed into Israel through King Solomon. So, Nazareth over time became a forsaken city. It became, it developed a reputation of being, unworthy or unacceptable. So it was very strange in those times to hear that the one person people are calling the Messiah is actually, he was raised in Nazareth. And he was doing great miracles. It was very, very difficult to believe that this could be the Messiah. Hallelujah. So Yahushua HaMashiach, by growing up in Nazareth, restored the glory of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise Yah for that revelation. Regarding the town of Nazareth, he was only known as a prophet to some people, but others had the revelation that he is the Messiah and the King of Israel. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Yes, something good can come out of Nazareth, and that's Yahushua HaMashiach, the King of Israel. Okay, I'm going to stop here for now, brethren. Remain blessed. Shalom and Hag Sameach.